Donald Trump revealed this week that he is weighing a new tax break aimed at exempting homeowners from capital gains taxes on the sale of their properties, a move that could reshape the U.S. housing market and have significant implications for federal revenue. "We are thinking about no tax on capital gains on houses," Trump said during a July 22 Oval Office meeting with the President of the Philippines. Although Trump did not elaborate on the policy's structure, such a measure would likely require congressional approval and could become a focal point in the upcoming election cycle as part of his broader push for tax relief and housing affordability. Current capital gains tax rules for home sales under existing U.S. tax law, IRC Section 121, individuals may exclude up to $250,000, $500,000 for married couples filing jointly, of capital gains on the sale of a primary residence, provided they have lived in the home for two of the past 5 years before the sale. Capital gains exceeding that threshold are taxed at a rate of 15% to 20%, depending on income levels, plus a potential 3.8% net investment income tax, NIIT, for higher earners. Trump's proposal appears to suggest eliminating all capital gains taxes on housing, not just expanding the exclusion. If implemented, the policy would eliminate capital gains taxation on all home sales, regardless of the amount or use of the property, unless limited by future legislative details. Potential economic and fiscal impacts: while the move could stimulate housing turnover and attract real estate investment, it would also likely lead to revenue losses for the federal government, potential increases in housing demand and prices, tax planning opportunities for high net worth individuals with investment properties. Critics argue the measure may disproportionately benefit wealthier individuals, especially real estate investors, rather than lower and middle income homeowners. "This would be a substantial windfall for those holding high-value real estate portfolios," said one tax policy analyst. "It could further distort the housing market at a time when affordability is already stretched." Context: Trump's broader tax agenda. The announcement comes weeks after Trump signed a sweeping extension of his 2017 tax reforms, which included new tax breaks on tipped wages, overtime pay, and car loans, spending reductions to Medicaid, suspension of the federal debt ceiling according to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO. The extended tax cuts are projected to add $3.4 trillion to the federal debt over the next decade. Trump also tied the housing-related tax proposal to his ongoing pressure on the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. "If the Fed would lower rates, we wouldn't have to do that," Trump said, suggesting the tax cut could serve as an alternative stimulus if rate reductions stall. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, however, has previously warned that Trump's tariffs could worsen inflation, stating in April that higher prices and rising unemployment were likely if trade tensions escalate. What happens next? As of now, no formal legislative proposal has been introduced to eliminate capital gains tax on home sales. Any such reform would need to pass both chambers of Congress and could face significant debate over fairness, affordability, and revenue loss. Tax professionals and housing economists will be watching closely for further details as the idea progresses, or is picked up as a campaign promise in the lead-up to the 2026 midterms. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.